Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. A Suffolk University poll released today shows Senator Bernie Sanders leading Hillary Clinton in the Democratic presidential primary race in New Hampshire by 11 percentage points. And Clinton is fighting back. She rallied her supporters in Rochester, New Hampshire today, where she did not mention Sanders by name, but she did continue to press her case that she says voting for Sanders a political revolution would be a mistake.
Are we going to try to build on the progress that we've made under President Obama, or are we going to rip it up and start all over again?
Bernie Sanders is also on the trail in New Hampshire today, and so is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who joins us now. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Deb.
So you were at Clinton's event in Rochester today. What did she say?
Well, Deb, she spoke to a packed audience at the Rochester Opera House, and she offered a full-throated defense of her agenda and the idea that she can build on President Obama's legacy on health care, on jobs, on banking regulations. And as you mentioned, she didn't mention Sanders by name, perhaps because there's so many Sanders supporters here in New Hampshire, but she did make several clear references to him. For instance, his call for Medicare for all. Clinton says she's determined to preserve the Affordable Care Act. We've heard her say that before. Here's what she said today.
I will defend the Affordable Care Act against efforts to repeal it or start over because I know that we can make it better, but I sure also know we don't want to go back into a really contentious national debate about health care.
Now, Deb, as you know, in Iowa, Clinton has been much more forcefully attacking Bernie Sanders, suggesting that he's basically unelectable. Today, she dialed that back a bit and focused on her own agenda. But the message was there in these crucial final days before the primary.
And what about Senator Sanders? How's he been responding?
So he's not attacking her, but he is responding. He's taken to reading polls, which is interesting because that's something Donald Trump does at his rallies. For instance, CNN and WMUR in Manchester did some polling on head-to-head matchups between Clinton and the various Republicans and Sanders and the various Republicans. And Sanders fares pretty well in these polls, and so he likes to talk about that as a way to rebut this idea that he's unelectable. So here he is last night in Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Secretary Clinton loses to Marco Rubio by 1 point. We beat him by 18 points. And here is my favorite, because it deals with my good, good friend, Donald Trump. Secretary Clinton defeats Mr. Trump by 9 points. We beat him by 23 points.
So that's Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he loves that line.
Right. That's Bernie Sanders in Wolfboro last night. You just finished up at the Clinton event in Rochester today. So what about the mood? As we mentioned, there's this poll, the Suffolk University poll out that shows that, you know, Hillary Clinton's, or Bernie Sanders, rather, is continuing to surge over Hillary Clinton. So what's the mood of the campaigns and what are you hearing from voters, Anthony?
Well, I think it's fair to say there's a lot of enthusiasm in both campaigns. Last night in Wolfboro, Sanders spoke for more than an hour to a huge crowd of more than 1,000 people in a big school auditorium. And his campaign events really feel like a kind of movement, lots of energy, very impressive. Clinton's event today in Rochester, also well attended, but it feels more official. She's the choice of local elected officials who introduced her here, including Senator Jean Shaheen. Her supporters say they value her experience, her foreign policy experience. But in talking to voters, you feel more passion coming from supporters of Sanders. But listen to this guy who we spoke to. His name is Don Holm. He's an independent from Durham. He's been volunteering for Clinton, knocking on doors for her. And last night he went to see Sanders for the first time. Here's what he said.
Oh, he was fantastic. It was such a great crowd, a very, very enthusiastic people. But he spoke. I was so impressed seeing him in person. And I was had serious reservations about it. But a lot of those reservations are dissolving.
So Don Holm says he's undecided, but he'll be making up his mind soon. But he's representative of that independent voter, that big share of New Hampshire independents that both Clinton and Sanders are working really hard to attract.
How do you explain the difference between the two campaigns, Anthony?
Well, it's fascinating, I think, and I think it's really a stark choice. I mean, I think Clinton is offering an agenda that builds on Democratic accomplishments. She's pragmatic. She's an incrementalist. She's running as a seasoned insider who knows her way around government. In some respects, that's a tough sell in the current political climate. You know, by contrast, Bernie Sanders wants a political revolution, Medicare for all, free public college, a doubling of the minimum wage. Realistic? Maybe not. You know, but he's appealing to folks who are saying, hey, if you can't have big, bold ideas in a presidential campaign, when can you? So in the same way the Republicans are sort of struggling for the soul of their party, a similar dynamic is taking place among the Democrats. Fascinating times up here.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who's joining us from the campaign trail in New Hampshire. Thanks so much, Anthony.
My pleasure, Deborah. Have a good weekend.
You too. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.